another episode of I Never Shut Up Anyway. I am Jonna Sowy, and this is my podcast. Today's guest is someone that I've had on before. She is TikTok star and my beautiful best friend, Rula Khalil. We're going to sit down and ramble for 47 minutes, which is apparently something that you like, which is great because it's a lot of fun. But first, before we get into it, if you're not already following me on social media, I am at Jonna Sowy on Instagram and Twitter. That is JanaelSawi on Instagram and Twitter. And the official podcast page on Instagram at INSUA Podcast. That is INSUA Podcast. Stick around to hear my interview with Rora. Let's just start with college. I feel like there's a lot to unpack around the college situation and everything going on. You're starting way before me. How do you feel about that?
It's very overwhelming, like extremely overwhelming. But it's also very exciting. But I can't feel excited when it's online. I'm starting anything yet. I took a workshop online for safe where school was online. I used to mute the whole thing and sleep. Kind of مضايقني, but at the same time, I'm trying to be positive. I'm going to be open to the matter, you know what? Maybe I'll make friends online. Who knows?
All of your friends are online دلوقتي أصلا.
Oh, exactly. This summer, basically, I made a lot of friends online with mutuals. It's been crazy. Who knows? Maybe هقابل أي حد بنشتغل.
I think, and it's like, I wouldn't want to start online. صراحة, I'm probably going to start like mid-October or حاجة. I would not want to start online. بس, I feel like this is the new life, kind of, if that makes sense. Yani, this is just how we're going to be doing it from now moving forward. So, might as well do it. يعني أحسن ما نقعد في البيت.
Yeah, بالضبط. ما اللي هو برضو, again, like, it's better than nothing because I have nothing to do. فحسن, I feel very اللي هو aimless كده in life, which is giving me a lot of anxiety. عشان حاسة اللي هو I'm living اليوم بيومه و I don't really have a purpose, فاهمة. بس I'm excited. I mean, this time I actually get to pick what I'm gonna study. I'm very, very اللي هو open to everything and anything. في حاجات كتيرة I'm excited about الصراحة بس اللي هو فكرة انها online دي مهدية للموضوع, فمستنية بس when it actually happens.
You don't do good when you're aimless. I found that your worst like periods of any big chunks of time can where you were like at your lowest can when you were aimless. I want to say same, but I do worst when I'm not around my friends. يعني I can be aimless, but لو بشوفكو كتير قشطة.
You're the kind of person اللي هو انت بتحبي تتكلمي and you like to like socialize, call people and do video calls وبتاع.
True.
When I'm not that person. but especially في quarantine it was very, very like easy for me ان انا اللي هو خلاص اقعد في البيت بقى وكده وارتاح وكده. Even though بحب اخرج, I think I really needed that break. لأني كنت في وقت اللي هو كنت very stressed to school was happening. I was applying everywhere. I was going out كتير. And I think like my brain needed it. بس لما الموضوع زاد خلاص بقى الانزايتي رجعت.
I feel like I was doing worse in the beginning. At the beginning I did everything الصراحة. In quarantine I picked up so many things اللي هو في الأول, remember I had like a very big guitar phase اللي هو I would not put it down. وبعدين it became like planting and I decided to start like a garden. وبعدين I painted like the
كنت تيتا أوي في
نفسي. When I painted the balcony وبعدين I picked up cooking وبعدين آخر حاجة بقى was like the podcast. And that's like خلاص بقى آخر مثلا شهرين of the quarantine كان like mainly this. But I did best من ساعة ما بدأت البودكاست لآخر الكورنتين was like my okay خلاص I see no end, so I'm just gonna like whatever, Yeah. It was very weird. Experience kind of overwhelming, so.
It was weird. But I'm very proud of you, Ninti. You're like one of the few people who did something not because they wanted to do something, but it was like you created something, فاهمة اللي
I
هو
needed to do something.
for the sake of yeah, everyone's doing that workout routine online and I want to join, or everyone's like into baking now, I want to bake معاهم وحطها على الانستغرام ستوري بتاعتي. لا, you were doing it because you really want to create something. عشان بحس you're such a like an artist.
Is it weird though? دايما بشوف اللي هو people like I was watching this talk بتاع no one's gonna know him, لو قلت his name, but the guy Ted from How I Met Your Mother, and he hasn't like really done anything من ساعتها, بس he's like in the end, really, suddenly everyone knew him, يعني quote unquote اللي هو knew his face, بس he didn't know anyone, and the people would meet him and they'd be like, oh, I know this person, واللي هو he'd be so freaked out, and اللي هو I've never seen you in my life, like what are you, who are you?
It is. And see, حتى you've seen me when people like started recognizing me.
Yeah.
الفكرة كمان ان انا قعدت كتير قوي في البيت. وبعدين لاحظت اللي هو بقى الناس اللي هم تيك توكرز, تحسي بتكلم على الكوميونيتي, المهم يعني تيك توكرز التانيين او وات ايفر اللي هو ابتدوا يخرجوا كده, وانا كنت لسه كل ده قاعده في البيت. فكذا حد كانت telling me ان هم they got recognized, وكذا حد صور الموضوع ده في تيك توك, و I was like That's insane. هو أنا لو ابتديت أنزل هل الناس هتعرفني؟ لأن يعني all I knew was أنا famous online, أو اللي هو دايما صحابي يقولوا لي رولا أنا أعرف حد يعرفك, which I thought was cool, بس اللي هو مش بتحسي قوي بالموضوع. Until I started going out, كانت أول مرة كانت في Cairo Festival, وبعدين رحت, وبعدين people recognized me, وناس were like رولا I love your TikToks, وأنا اللي هو ايه الهبل ده, انا اصلا ما صدقتش لو ازاي حد اصلا شافني وانا على السرير بهبل, ويعني came up to me wants to take a picture. يعني الموضوع ده بالنسبه لي غريب قوي, بس it freaks me out, بس at the same time I find it very اللي هو اولا my ego بالظبط, يعني بحس ايه ده oh my god, يعني انت يعني you find me اللي هو funny okay وجيت لي مخصوص وبتاع. وتاني حاجة I find it برضو اللي هو it overwhelming, بس مش عارفة حدد like if it's good or bad. Yeah, sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad. Bad بس علشان أنا دماغي يعني I get stressed, وبحس اللي هو لما حد يبص لي أو كده that person doesn't like me, فاهمة يعني my brain assumes حاجات كتيرة يعني, بس I'm trying to get over الموضوع.
I don't think someone who doesn't like you هي recognize you in public. يعني لما ما بحبش حد ببلوك ذم وخلاص.
Yeah, but since you're a nice person.
Oh my god. Yeah, لأوي. العالم حزين بجد.
مخيف.
Oh, it's crazy.
بس overall, يعني, it's exciting. يعني, فاهمة؟ الفكرة كمان with like online presence أو أيا كان يعني, and it's very stressful. And when you put something on a public platform, انت بتعوزي كلاود كده كده, كلنا بنحب الاتنشن, وكلنا بنحب ان احنا بنكون سين, وان الناس يعني بنحب الكلاود عادي, دي طبيعتنا. بس you expect ان when you post something ان دي هتوصل للناس اللي شبهك بس, او الناس اللي هي تفكيرها زي تفكيرك, فهبلهم زي هبلك, فتصرفهم زي تصرفك, ف everything you post هما they're gonna like. بس that's not real life, لان انت when you post something publicly كل خلق اللي هتشوفها بقى, كل الأعمار, كل الناس من كل حتة, فاللي هو you have to be very careful ان انت خلاص هيجيلك criticism, وناس هتشتم فيكي, وناس مش متربية هتقول حاجات قليلة الأدب, وانت you have to be immune to that. و it's something I'm working on. في حاجات I ignore, في حاجات بتعصبني قوي, ف I have to reply. بس لاحظت ان مهما كانت بتعصب you just have to ignore, لأن هما they want your attention for some reason. ف this is why دايما انا كمان ببقى hesitant اني اعمل اي حاجة, حتى لو making my Instagram public, لان بحس اللي هو مش عايزة كل الناس تشوف, لان عارفة not everyone's going to like what they're seeing. بس yeah, sometimes you just have to go for it وخلاص, يعني مفيش حد الناس كلها بتحبه يعني.
Which is insane بالنسبة لي, because I've always thought that everyone likes you. يعني in our circle of people, اللي هو in our school, in our little bundle of like friends, everyone like, why wouldn't someone not like you? You're very nice, no? But people have, I bet you, like, if I had more attention, I would be more hated than you. I'm very opinionated. يعني compared to you, you're like very quiet على حاجات كتير قوي, بس يعني this bitch her mouth does not stop moving. So
هي الفكرة
تخيلي بجد
in real life ان مثلا انت you're like oh everyone in school, انا كنت بقول كده يعني مثلا in real life محدش بيقول ان هم مثلا they hate me او كده فاهمة, بس that's because it's real life. online people have ال liberty خاص بقى, انا ممكن اكتب انا بكره مين وممكن اقول ده شكله وحش وممكن اقول حاجة عن اي حد because it's so easy. بس اكيد في ناس في المدرسه مش بيحبوني, طبيعي يعني طبيعي المدرسه كلها بحالها مش بتحبني يعني مش هتحبني فاهمه, بس لو في حد فعلا مش بيحبني مش هيقولي مخصوص you project their hate عليا and then
who does that
بالظبط. ف yeah online it's different, online it's definitely more aggressive.
Speaking of things that we used to believe and are not true anymore, do we take it back مثلا to the 8th grade and speak about like our self-love journeys? And I used to do basketball, you used to do you still do ballet, هو انت بس محبوسة في البيت يعني, بس there's a lot to unpack there, we've not spoken about that. Do you want to start?
Okay, ماشي.
How did you feel about yourself in the 8th grade? Tell us about your journey اللي هو بقى self-love, skincare, body positivity بقى كل حاجة يعني, just you go وانا هرسبروكيت.
يعني when I was like 14 وكده I was very self-aware of اللي هو of نفسي وشكلي و, و how I act وبتاع, و I used to do this really bad thing ان انا كنت بكوريليت اي حاجة external with my self-worth. مثلا I get male attention قليل, I really don't like myself as much. أنا ما خدتش compliments enough from people. I probably don't look good. A lot of people are commenting about my weight gain أو about my acne. I look like shit. حاجات كده بقى. فالحاجات دي every day used to be a struggle in you deal with external factors كل يوم. Whether بقى it's people, whether it's the guy you like, whether it's ما عرفش بقى comments you hear, معرفش social media and how it affects you, اللي هو I don't look like this person أو I don't take pictures وشكل حلو كده, I'm not as skinny as my friend أو I'm not as معرفش confident as my mom. أيا كان بقى الحاجات دي كلها كنت بتعرض لها كل يوم, ف every day used to like get worse and worse and worse and worse لغاية ما وصلت point اللي هو even though I've always been اللي هو very open و chill on social media ومش بيهمني بقى شكلي عامل ازاي وكده, بس I was a very insecure person and I used to find it difficult ان حد اللي هو فاهم يشوفني أمورة او ان حد يحبني او ان حد يعني او ان حد يشوفني worthy of like anything. ف it was very very difficult for grade 8 و 9.
I think we were told كمان a lot from, I think يعني you and I are thinking of the same thing, but يعني we were told a lot from certain people that our worth depended on how we looked and on like the male attention we got. Well, oh, I believed it for like so, I think great the entirety of my 14th and a half, أو يعني the, like for a year and a half between being, nah, not grade 10, I think I got over to grade 10, but you know, for like a year and a half between 14 and 15, I kind of felt like I didn't get any male attention and so I wasn't worth anything. And it was so stupid because A, مدرستنا فيها like 50 ولد مثلا يعني وصراحة ونصهم أصغر مننا والباقي مأساويين يعني, it was not my fault. It seriously was not my fault. But yeah, and we thought اللي هو I think we went through it together. I think that made our friendship stronger in a very sad way. اللي هو we felt the same way for so long. And you felt like I could like say اللي هو I could say nothing and we had the same day and you would know because you feel the same way.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. I remember that very well in heaven. And whenever we talk, I tell you, yeah, I felt the exact same thing من فترة. وحتى when we'd rant أو كده, وكنت أقولك, yeah, أنا كنت حاسة بكده like last month أو كده, ما أعرفش إيه, دايماً كنت أقولك كده. And I'd feel like you'd experience كل حاجة that I
have experienced بس a bit late فاللي هو كنت بحس ايه ده ده maybe because I'm older أو حاجة بس يعني
يعني don't mean to be like narcissistic but I'm 7 months older
8 لو سمحت because 1st of December بقى وكده okay, I have to count December as well المهم يعني the point was yes it was very sad إن زي ما بقولك كنت بcorrelate my self-worth بحاجات external it used to really like affect my mental health how I like my self image كمان وكل ده until it reached the point where اللي هو it felt like إن كنت بحس إن أنا شخص pathetic especially because like I went through كذا حاجة معاها اللي هو ballet مثلا I stopped it for a while كنت حاسة كمان إني بالظبط I lacked purpose, which made me like angry. And مش عارفة بقى the guy liked didn't like me back وبتاع فاللي هو برضو حسيت إيه ده I'm not worth it وكده. فبعدين كل الحاجات دي كانت بقى اللي هي كانت بتconclude إن أنا طلعت شخص who thinks إن وجودي is pathetic. فاللي هو it was really so sad. I spent شهور كده. وبعدين حسيت بقى يعني وصلت البوينت اللي هو لا I'm way better than this I deserve better I am a good person
it took a lot of time from us like it took I feel like you I can't remember يعني I'm gonna think about myself but I think you were like the entirety of grade 9 8 definitely grade 9 was like the lowest it got and then back grade 10 was like okay I'm starting to become a different person but still very slowly and very like sadly فاهمة it lasted يعني You thrived for senior year with the whole quarantine, فاهمة? يعني this is your peak, فاهمة?
This is my peak, معنى كده إن أنا يعني أسلب في الجامعة.
يعني this is the best so far.
Yes. Yes, الحمد لله على كل شيء. But the thing is, إن هو it's not like, it's not a switch, فاهمة? يعني we still struggle with it, you and I, فاهمة? We still have days 100%. Where we feel like shit, ونحس اللي هو Sometimes you don't feel like looking in the mirror. Sometimes you feel like
100%.
You don't deserve what you have. Or sometimes you feel like I'm not getting the attention that I feel like I deserve. Do I even deserve that? You question yourself, okay? But sometimes you snap back, you remember who you are, and then you move on. Oh, no, I'm that bitch. I deserve everything. But then you look yes. in the mirror. You know what? I have a bad day, but you know, it's just a day. But that doesn't mean that I'm ugly. I deserve anything less.
But getting to the point where you know that you are that bitch. Yeah,
I think what really helps a person know I have benefsu is trying new things. علشان زي ما بقولك, I tried piano for a while. It was lovely. I loved it. وحتى I was good at it وبتاع بس وصلت ال point where I realized إذا I do not want this فI took a break from it وI left it فلو knowing yourself knowing what you want and what you don't want that gives you شوية confidence كده and then I went back to ballet it's still a struggle and اللي هو I have to lose weight I had a knee injury and then I had to stop I took a break عشان مش عارفة كان عندي SATs بس it's the constant want اللي هو لا I want to go back I want to try harder that makes me اللي هو برضو very passionate about it فبرضو I found something that I really admired about myself and then when I'm passionate about something بعوز أكمل فيها ف the two things that really helped me discover myself more and then I took an acting workshop and I'm so thankful for it beyond measures لأن دي بقى I did a lot of exercises وكده that got me out of my comfort zone. فكل الحاجات دي بقى بس ال acting workshop I think was like it's what clicked with me لأن دي كانت حاجة بقى أنا بحبها so much و I'm so passionate about it ولو كنت عايزة أكمل فيها و it was very challenging in a good way اللي هو بقى حسيت اللي هو إذا I'm like really good at improvising I'm really good at expressing myself I'm really good at meeting new people I'm really good at ما عرفش كذا حاجة فاللي هو كل الحاجات دي وصلتني للريزلت اللي هو you know what I'm an amazing person I'm able to stop حاجات إن أنا I don't like I'm able to continue في حاجات that I'm passionate about I'm able to try new things and love them فكل الحاجات دي when I realized them slowly like الحاجات دي كلها took a year يمكن اكتر. وصلت البوينت اللي هو I love myself، ما مش اللي هو I love myself، بعدت اقول بقى انا بحب وبموت في الاكني واكني is beautiful وببص لنفسي في المراية، واللي هو الجو اللي هبل ده it doesn't work.
It does not happen.
I think it works through a lot of like experience and trying new things. وبرضو meeting new people، واللي هو just going out of your comfort zone عشان to discover who you are. وتلاقي ان في حاجات فيكي that are worth so much more. حاجات بقى المنظر الاكسترنال ده I think it comes with time. It starts من جوه. You have to like who you are الاول and then you're gonna like what you look like.
There's this thing called puberty that helps as well.
That too. That really helped too.
You know, that helped a lot.
Accutane بس نحطها عشان ده
انقص. Accutane is key.
Oh. My skin journey as well was عشان I went back through all of that plus
في نفس الوقت تحسي كان في عك جامد قوي in like the ninth grade. It was like ballet stopped for a little bit. You had your skin, ما عرفش, you were like really insecure about your skin. There was this guy that didn't like you back. Everything and you thought that your worth was like through your successes, well, the pats on the back.
First year of high school, I was 15. I was like, I had this vision of اللي هو هبقى شخص وما كنتش الشخص ده خالص. فحسيت اللي هو انا ليه انا فاهمه. بس بالظبط هو فعلا كانت overwhelming قوي بالنسبه لي، بس it really helped كتير قوي يعني في my growth. I'm very thankful لكل حاجه. وموضوع الاكني كمان بقى كان مقرف بالنسبه لي، because للي مش عارفه يا جماعه I had cystic acne meaning اللي هما كانوا المحمرين الكبار and they used to fill my cheeks. حتى ما عنديش صور جامده لل the worst age ever عشان كنت بحب اتصور. وكانت في الشتاء وايام المدرسه وكانت بجد حاجه كئيبه يعني اصلا يعني الشتاء ده بيجيب لي اكتئاب. بس يا برضو the whole skin thing was like such a journey. فعلا هي بمعنى الكلمه journey، لان كان في ايام ما كنتش بحب اخرج عشان كنت عايزه حد يشوفني ولا انا اشوف حد، واتعامل بقى مع الكريتيسيزم والاسئله، ايه ده ايه اللي على وشك ده، ايه ده do you wash your face، ايه ده طب بتحطي ده، ايه ده اكيد بتاكلي شوكليت والكلام اللي
That was probably the bitchiest comment. Do you wash your face? The bitchy, like what? Who does not wash their face? Why would you say that?
لو كانت احيانا joke، بس sometimes اللي هو كنت بصحى من النوم ببص في المرايه ومببقاش طايقه شكلي، فمبقاش مستحمله حتى هزار حد في الموضوع ده. بس انا عشان انا رولا يعني، فكنت ب empower myself دايما بان انا كنت بتريق عليه من قبل ما حد يتريق عليه، فاهمه؟ فاللي هو people thought لها دي تتريق على الموضوع ف she doesn't care، فهتريق انا كمان. لو no 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 this is just how I deal with it. مش معنى كده ان انت تتريق عليها
أصلا. Yeah.
بس yeah I think
also يعني for me it was never about the way it started. Let's go way back. way back. I think it's always started اللي هو I don't look like any of my family خالص. My mom's very white. She has blue eyes and she's like blonde. All of my cousins and all of my siblings. And it was a big thing for a while. اللي هو كانت اللي هو everyone would be like إذا أنت مش شبه مامتك like bitch. يعني أنا ببص أنا عارفة على فكرة يعني صباح الخير I'm brown she's white we know like what are you talking about. بس and then it was like a preconceived thing in my mind when I was like so young. I don't even remember thinking that. يعني it's just always been a belief. عارفه زي ما انت كده زي ما انت عارفه ان ربنا في السماء. انت تعرفيش انت امتى حد قال لك ان ربنا في السماء، فاهمه؟ استغفر الله يعني ما اقصدش ان I'm not like comparing. بس and then it was like I have really curly hair. My mom never like she kept زي ام مصريه يعني بتسرح شعري وبتنكش وتحطه في بتاع وخلاص. And that was it for like لحد ما the 8th grade وبتاع. And then I think in the 9th grade I started اللي هو I remember we wrote this letter in the beginning of the 9th grade ولا the 8th grade where it was like to your future self في آخر السنة واللي هما they gave us the letters back وما عرفش ايه. And I remember I said like شوفة embrace your hair this year وما عرفش. And that was like the first time I tried. Well, I look at the picture صراحة it wasn't bad بس it was like a failed attempt at like letting it breathe. عشان I used to straighten it a lot and like all the time you know I used to straighten. And then you were the one that made me cut it because it was like really dead at the end. ولو بقى قصيته خلاص بقى مش هحرقه تاني يعني. ف I'm not gonna so it was like very consequential. ولو I used to my entire family اللي هو play basketball even to this day. My brother and my cousins وبتاع. And my brother is really good and my cousin is really good. وماي انكل اند ماي مام اند ماي اذر انكل ما اعرفش everyone's into it. It's like a family thing. ولو I did I do it and I'm يعني I'd beat the average person بس يعني I'm not like team material.
You didn't excel فكنت حاسة دايما exactly. You were like less
and it was you so bad
because كمان they were passionate about it 20 اللي هو you did it because it's fun بس اللي هو
I still do love it بس يعني it's not my I'm naturally athletic like I won't lie صراحة like sports come easy to me بس I'm not يعني the star player yeah, I'm never gonna be the one that makes the 3 points في اللعبة not gonna happen فاهم. But it was so bad for like a while. It was like all of this pent up things that I didn't even realize were like the underlying reason, fama. And then it's a very long journey. And I think this year is like the first year that I've let myself be myself.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great, but also sad that it's taken this long.
And it's showing, which is lovely. But so, no, it's not sad that it took this long. I feel like a lot of people spend their entire lives not knowing themselves enough انهم يحبوا نفسهم فاهمة. I feel like it's an issue كمان ناس كتير مش بتعرف نفسها اصلا عشان تحب نفسها. ف the fact ان احنا we've experienced and we've tried and we've said no يعني انت برضو see انت قلتي لا الباسكتبول because you knew what you want, you knew what you like and what you don't like, you said yes to writing and you went out of your way اللي هو I want to like express myself publicly to people and I want to show people know you know what I can write and you know what I can express myself بالطريقة دي and that's how I'm comfortable. فاللي هو being able to say yes and no to certain things فبيكي is like a very very good step تاخديها علشان تحبي نفسك.
The writing thing took so long though, like bro, I've been writing since I was 12 and the first piece I've ever put out was like March 25th like this year. How old am I? I'm 18. It took 6 years for me to put something out. It's like bro, that's a lot of fucking time, yani. And it's like I still do think it's pretentious. Like a part of me is like what if I can ask mean yani, why do I think that anyone would want to read something I thought? Who cares? But then, apparently, some people like. I still, I'm not very big on the.
No, no, people like it. لما بقول للكاميرا إن أنا تخنت وأضحك. أكيد أكيد, someone will like you talking about serious issues when أنت بتكسر يسال.
يعني nice way to put it. بس يعني مش هو ده الترين of thoughts بتاعي. مش بقول إن هو. I'm not gonna feed it off. People think Rilla's funny, so I must be good at writing.
Yeah, قصدي يعني إنه. طب عادي ممكن حد يشوف ان انا بحاول استظرف او كده and it's far from
ما that's scary. It scares you.
بالظبط. ما that's why I understand where you're coming from. Especially ان انت كمان جاي من حتة that's very emotional and very يعني
real. It's like
it's personal.
This is like the truest, like this is like the rawest part of me. So imagine, yani, if you like literally strip down naked and like pull your soul out of you and you put it out and someone's like, no, I don't like it. Literally deteriorates كل حاجة في يعني, like that piece that I read, no, the one that I sent you, it's called, I haven't put it out on Instagram, so probably ness that are listening to it haven't all heard it, but it's called For the Women Who Should Have Raised Hell. I think probably like the most real and like بس يعني if someone had said that they didn't like that أنا كان ممكن يجيني نهار عصبي يعني
yeah
how dare you like how dare you no
yeah I and as like frustrating اللي هو فكرة إن that person doesn't like me or that person doesn't like what I'm about or that person doesn't like what I'm created برضو بتكون very very rewarding لما بتلاقي إن you've like made someone's day or your writing مثلا has helped someone go through something or in al haga انك مثلا خليتي شخص feel like that there's he's not alone فاهمة
فكرة. Even the selfish part of it, like when someone's like I feel that and you're like wow someone I'm not alone in this. Let's talk about friends.
Interesting.
طيب بس نحاول ما نوفندش اي حد.
ماشي. هاي يا جماعه if you're listening بنحبكم.
With friends I feel like I love Aulan. We have a really cool group of like girlfriends. They're like the hottest people on earth. And I say hot as in like cool. I don't say hot as in like hot, sexy, but they are too. But
are you insinuating like, that they're ugly?
I'm not.
Jenna approved.
Sorry, you can't hang out with us. Oh yeah, so we've been in, Rula and I have known each other, we met for like KG2 and we were friends for like that year, but I don't think we have like solid memories of a Sanadi because obviously we were like fucking five or something, and then we were in different classes for first and second grade, and then we were together again in the third grade, and then it's just been us since then. So, and then that all of our like friend group has been built up from the third grade up. She's known them like, some people she's known 2 years longer than me. But it's kind of been, we have a very small classroom, Payani. The end game was like 15 girls. And when I tell you we're all friends, I mean it. Like, I mean, at least I know we're all our friends with all of them. And like, we have a really girl gang kid vibe, which is really hot. But the thing about us is that we didn't pick each other, Fama. So it's always, they're like the people you want to hang out with.
Well, it's almost like learning to love a person, but it's not really that way because you truly love them. But we're all just very different people. I think like in different circumstances, if we were put in like a place like in uni, masala,
we'd never be friends.
You have to pick your circle of friends. No, you're not forced in a classroom with a certain number of people. We're all going to pick like different people. We weren't going to be friends.
100%. I don't think you and I would be best friends if we met now. Yani, we'd be friends. We'd be in the same friend group, I think. But you wouldn't, I wouldn't go in a room and be like, oh, that one's going to be the one that's like the closest to me. Which is to say, you don't always pick the right person. Yani, you kind of find, because it's, when this are more than, they're just their, yeah. But yani, with Rola, it's like, oh, I wouldn't pick her out of a crowd. But I'm glad that we were put in this situation so I can find her.
I get that, Ellie.
I'm really excited to make friends. Yani, I'm really excited to branch out and, like, meet people. Just meet people. Like, I want to see people. غير الناس نعرفهم.
Same. And, like, recently, even like going out with people and meeting people you don't even like, your wrong crowd, people you don't fit in with. I think it's healthy to like do that every once in a while. And again, it goes back to the point in Ninti, بتعرفي what you want and what you don't want. And I think that's important. عشان يعني what, like, how can you like know yourself if you don't know لو انت عايز ايه من الناس. What are you looking for friendship or for relationship حتى. And especially because our school, we're all like very closeted كده, وتحسي ان everything's like limited and restricted ومعرفش ايه, فبتحسي and when you go out to uni everything's like available,
it's يعني, exhilarating almost, it's like a sugar rush.
Exactly, because different mindsets with different like values up there, and you get to choose. You get to like decide. أنا عايز أكلم ده, أنا عايز أتعامل مع ده, أو كده. مش اللي هو إذا إحنا في فصل كلنا, we have to deal with each other because we're spending the entire day on our own. We were very lucky إن إحنا we blended like in together كلنا. اللي هو we found a way to like handle each other and love each other كمان, which I consider لو احنا we're super lucky. لان احنا whenever I talk to anyone,
they hate their classes.
بالظبط. No one likes دفعته, no one has اصلا, يعني a lot of people their closest friends aren't from school. It's insane. يعني I consider myself very very lucky. But at the same time, I'm also زي ما بتقولي كده, I'm very excited about like meeting new people and getting out of my comfort. مش عايزة أحس إني restricted anymore.
You know what's the weird thing about you?
إيه.
You don't make anything, but I'd still call you an artist. فاهمة يعني مفيش فاهمة, بس when someone asks, I'm like, yeah, she's an artist. And they're like, what does she do? And I'm like, the way she lives is artistic. Like, it's very inspiring. The way you pursue life, I love it.
Oh my God. That's the most beautiful thing you've ever said.
One thing I wanted to go over a little bit is, what do you want to do I know السؤال ده مستفز قوي. I hate it personally صراحة, بس you know, we have to talk about it. What do you want to do with your future? Or like, where do you see yourself going?
شايفة نفسك فين كمان 10 سنين؟
Yes.
Honestly, I change my mind كل شوية, بس it's definitely something I think about كده كده يعني, بس مش عارفة حدد ايه بالظبط يعني. بس يعني مثلا I'd love to act one day, ما اقدرش اقول انها تبقى يعني عايزاها تبقى الحاجة الأساسية اللي انا بعملها, بس it's something that I'd love to do. احب ابقى مذيعة يعني, مفيش حاجة اللي هو بحس I want to do this for the rest of my life, فاهمة قصدي؟ for some reason برضو حاسة اني عايزة اقعد فيز كده في حياتي اللي هي تبقى الفيز الهادية دي, مش عارفة يعني مش عارفة اشرح ايه الفيز دي, بس عايزة كده اقعد فترة اتيتش like children somewhere in like Asia or something يعني, فاهمة؟ عايزة اسافر كده and teach children, معرفش.
I get that.
بس yeah, كلها حاجات كده يعني I want to do for like a certain period of time. مظنش في حاجة that's like my dream job. Maybe acting, بس يعني اللي هو I'm too afraid to like say that.
I totally see you as a teacher.
I mean, when I was little, I used to love teaching. يعني دايما اللي هو مع صحابي وكده بحب اللي هو أشرح لناس حاجة أساعدهم في حاجة يعني, معرفش بحب
Yes, true. Cut back to grade 6 رولا على البورد بشرح لنا grammar الإنجليش.
أنت نفسك تبي إيه في المستقبل؟
Personally, I don't think I have like one thing that I'm gonna be... Yeah, I want writing to be في حياتي in an aspect or another. I know that's something I'm always gonna be doing. بس I still don't know in what sense. يعني...
Yeah, exactly.
Am I gonna do journalism? Am I gonna do novel writing? Am I gonna just continue doing poetry كده on and off? I'm not really sure. Also not sure اللي هو I like podcasting. I think يعني this is something I'm gonna keep doing for like a couple of years. I just don't know if I'm gonna keep doing it forever. I wouldn't mind though. يعني if this is my job, قشطة قوي يعني. Very very fun. بس I'm open to other things as well يعني. Yeah. It's not, we're just experimenting.
بالظبط يعني, who knows, ممكن هندسكفري أصلا حاجات في نفسنا كمان كم سنة ونلاقي oh, we want to do this for the rest of our lives. I mean we're 18 يعني.
True.
يعني yes. موضوع البودكاست
like a year.
عمرك حتى اتكلمتي في الموضوع قبل كده؟
أيوة يعني. Never literally. أصلا before the day I texted you and I was like I want to make a podcast, it had never occurred to me once.
أيوة, it was just كده an idea طلعت من الكورنتين. And I'm glad إنها طلعت من الكورنتين.
Yes, it's really, really fun. In a sense of like corporate jobs, what would you do? I don't think we've ever talked about corporate jobs. And I want to always like rule that out. Like that's not even an option.
بالظبط. I'm not a business person خالص خالص. And I hate جو مثلا اشتغل في company وابقى employee وابقى عندي orders كده. ما عرفش. I hate it. Plus أصلا مثلا usually ناس in our age بيقول هما they have their own idea of your عايزين لو فهما you bring it to life من ناحية business وكذا, بس حتى أنا عمري ما حسيت لو I have something كذا and I wanna like produce كذا وعمل something of my own, مش عارفة, مش بحس إن أنا I'm that kind of person. يعني مش عارف, عمري تخيلت نفسي في حاجة كذا أصلا.
عمري literally it had never occurred to me إن أنت ممكن تشتغلي شغلنا كذا في حياتي.
أيوة. Well,
I think you'd hate it.
I think I'd hate it too.
يعني, maybe you could do it for like a summer.
Yeah, ممكن. لو بقى, like, معرفش, Vodafone UK, as experience, يعني, بس not like as a career.
What about your like Instagram and your TikTok with Gauda? What do you want to do with that?
For some reason, بيجيلي anxiety قوي from Instagram when I gain followers عليه مثلا, okay, يعني ببقى okay perfectly fine ان انا يجيلي ان شاء الله يعني 200,000 follower on TikTok ولا ما عارفش كام follower on Twitter, بس on Instagram it's just so scary عشان الاب بالنسبة لي is very personal او can very personal, فبحس لو ايه ده مش عايزة اخلق لها كلها تشوف كده. I am struggling with إن أنا يعني أستخدم Instagram
يعني professionally يعني بس
in that sense yes.
I think يعني with time كذا كذا I will eventually بس yeah مثلا I'd love ان انا اعمل مثلا يوتيوب channel اعمل videos بس اللي هو بقى موضوع ال editing والفيلمينج
كان
يعني I'm a person اللي هو بيحب يبقى قدام الكاميرا حاجات ورا الكاميرا دي ما بحبهاش عمري ما حبيتها I don't even think ان انا احبها ف لو لقيت حد قادر بقى يستن معايا جميل لكن لوحدي لا
يا لهوي I love that last time I ended the episode by mentioning your iconic I want a boyfriend tweet. I just wanted to check in عشان أطمن الجمهور عليكي. How is that going for you?
I think في الأول it was just boredom. بس يعني I think اللي هو برضو قعدت أفكر في الموضوع وكذا and you told me this thing about إن يعني I keep thinking of إذا I want someone to love me I want someone to love me واللي هو بننسى فكرة إن What if I أصلاً don't love the person, فهمه؟
Yes.
فأحسني I was looking for the wrong thing.
حكم ومواعظ تطلع مني مش معقولة.
ما كاتبة بقى وحاجات كده يعني.
إما ليه؟
بتفهمي في الحاجات.
You were looking for the wrong thing.
I was looking for the wrong thing. يعني حسن اللي هو I'm looking for love. وأصلاً يعني. هو فعلا it's not the time حاسه ان انا في transitional phase يعني هو كده كده I want a relationship يعني طبيعي بس I think لو هنكون logical شويه it's not my time انا في transitional phase a lot of things are happening and لسه I don't even know who I am بالظبط فليه attract someone with me ونكون في relationship واحنا اصلا تايهين ومش عارفين حاجه and it's useless but I still want the affection the attention
I don't think that's how it works
من أني ناحية
yeah I don't think you're ever going to reach a point where you're like I know exactly who I am and exactly what I want I think you're always going to be floating by كده I think it's mainly about being mature enough to be in a relationship
yeah but at least like بتوصلي لpoint كده and I don't think I'm there yet فاللي هو يعني doesn't على الأقل تكوني عارفة what you need in your life so maybe the other person will provide حاجة زي كده بس حاسة أنا في point اللي هو أنا أصلا مش فاهمة أنا عايز أيه مش عايز أيه because I don't know who I am بالضبط مش عارف
yes
بس to be honest بجد ما بقيتش أفكر في الموضوع زي الأول
but I think still that you could figure out what you want through
through يعني experimenting
putting yourself out there
هو كده كده I feel like كمان حتى if you were in something and ما كملتش حاسة you're gonna learn a lot ومن تغيري and you're gonna be a different person and you're gonna grow بس I guess برضو عشان أنا شخص who gets too emotionally invested فخايف أصلا على حاجة experimental when it comes to relationship
yeah I get that Not me walking around giving unsolicited love advice like يعني فاهمة like I know it all like I've been married twice.
It's a lot easier إنك تدي advice than to like follow your own. بس يعني.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh my god.
Do you ever feel like خلاص بتوصلي point لو you know what I'm content I don't need a boy like I don't need to be in a relationship I'm very fine with like how things are خلاص.
I am content. I feel like for me, they're two separate things. Yani, I've done a good job at separating. Let me give you insight. I'm very critical of people who are in relationships where their identity depends on the person that they're with. Yani, they're a different person في كل relationship that they're in. Or they're a different person because of like a شخص that they're with.
Yeah, تقولي لي.
I know. بعرف الجمهور. بس, so, يعني, I've done اللي هو a very good job of solidifying my identity بعيد عن a relationship or like a friendship even أو أي relationship that I'm in في حياتي but I don't think that I'm ever gonna get to the, yeah I don't think that I'm the kind of person who can just not ever be in a relationship and like continue to live life on my own I can survive it, but it's not how I would like to live, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm a very, very romantic
person. You're contentment, but not for life.
Yeah, I'm content at the moment. But yani, if something were to come up, I would not push it away. I definitely would not push it away. But yani, for them, I think also a really big part of it is, Nancy, when you go looking for something, it kind of hides from you, yani, in a sense.
Yeah, everyone. Yeah.
The universe is a bitch.
It just happens, kid.
Yes.
Well, everyone, Ellie, and it happens when you least expect it.
I guess it's always, دايماً كنت بشبهها بالهو, looking for clothes. If you go looking for literally a white shirt في محل مش هتلاقيها. And then you walk in the next day and محل is like full of white shirts. No joke. مرة كنت بدار على تشيرت بيضة وجالي الميتافور ده. الفن بيجي بقى كده, يعني انت تكوني قاعدة في محل كده تشوفي تفكري في ميتافور. هو ده يعني السنس الفنية, ده الحس اللي عند الفنان اللي مش بيبقى موجود عند كل الناس. فهي دي الادفايس بتاعي, وهننهي الحلقة عن نوت دي.
لو البودكاست كان بيبين وشي كنت هتصرفه. جانا انت فنانة فعلا.
اسكوتي.
مش عارفة ليه شكلي كأني يعني هنغور.
يس جماعة هديكوا بس description of how Rula looks. فتحت الكول with like I can't even call it a bun. It looks like had to try to set her hair on fire. واللي هو لسه قايمة من السرير. وبعدين جايباني من انجل كده مأساوي, يعني لو حطت التليفون على فخدها ما كانش هيبقى كده. وبعدين بقى فكت شعرها وبقت but now she looks really nice.
شكلي النهاردة صعب شوية بقى.
لا والله لما فكيت شعرك ما بقاش وحش يعني. وبس في حاجة فوق هنا كده
ما بقاش وحش.
يا رولو انت زي القمر يا ماما.
كده كده اصلا بحس اللي هو عادي تفون كول يعني بنعملها بس الخلق اللي
yes very much
yeah it feels كده عادي personal real.
Yes true. Just letting you guys know ان احنا we recorded the first half of this episode 2 months ago and then we literally forgot that we were like being recorded and it got way too personal. I had to cut out an hour out of the call عشان we just cannot put that out into the world. And now it is October 20th.
The last time we recorded the episode I think can fit into it. It was a long time ago.
I think it was in August.
Yeah.
So anyway, تحبي تسيبينا with some words of wisdom and your social media handles?
ماشي. طبعا انا مش هتكلم عن نفسي كتير, يعني انتوا عارفيني رولو undefined. رولاز undefined على تويتر و تيك توك, ورولا خليل on انستغرام. words of wisdom
words of wisdom انا هقولهم بالنيابه عنك. words of wisdom: do not under any circumstances let Scorpio men into your life. Just saying.
I'm jealous and I'm focused.
مش مشكلة. My brain is yours. You can have it.
Thank you, love.
I love you.
I love you too.
Bye.
Bye.